Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, do you have any regrets?
Only on Monday.
Only on Monday?
Well, no, that's not really true. Tuesday, too. Oh, and frequently on Wednesday. And then there's Thursday. You better put that one on the list. Sometimes even Friday. Oh, and now we're getting into the weekend. Wow. So...
All right, it's a new week.
Yep.
Nice.
With more new music.
More new music picks.
Two more episodes of Listener New Music Picks, September New Music. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
Sam is with us here for next couple of days as well. And he's wearing his Suburbs Fest 2021
I am.
T-shirt.
I think for the first time I am. I love it.
Looking good.
It's awesome. And I love how it has all the dates on the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like a tour. Like a
three-night
tour shirt. Yes.
Yeah. Three-night tour.
We're going to have these up. The remaining stock, I think we'll have those up for sale on our website. So
definitely
go to suburbspod.com. By the time you hear this, it should be there.
Yep.
So you can get those shirts. You weren't there. You could say you were.
That's right.
I think that's what's great.
Who's going to know?
That's
right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Today's first call comes from Jeff Perry.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Jeff from Kansas City. Hello to all the interns. Too numerous to mention anymore. I didn't get it in for August, but Lydia Lovelace released a single at the end of August called You're Leaving Me, backed with Let's Make Out. Lydia can do no wrong in my mind. Great record. And she also did release for certain in September, live from the documentary, Who is Lydia Lovelace? It's a 6-song EP, I'm sorry. And it demonstrates how good she actually is live. Her band is tight. They do a great rave up at the final song of Boy Crazy. And I just thought that was the best thing I've heard in September. Thanks.
Daydream in the morning and afternoon. Not just the good stuff all the way to the end with you. Can't imagine what I'm going through. So much time on my hands, it seems. The life that I'm living pales in comparison to my dreams. Even at the part where you say you're leaving me. Even at the part where you say you're leaving me. In my
All right, that's pretty powerful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Lots of room for her voice to show its full range, which is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting, too. A lot of times in the olden days, back in the days of like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, singers like that, Sarah Vaughan, they were in their prime. They would talk about the musical setting that the singer was given, you know, and they would work with certain arrangers or certain singers. But I think that's very important. And you heard it in that song. The setting, I think, was just right for the vocalist to be able to do what they do. And that's the star of the show, right? Is her voice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really cool.
Yeah,
great.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, thanks very much. Okay, next up is Niklas Nygaards.
All right, heard of him.
And he has theme music.
Yes.
Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow listeners. This is Niklas from Sweden calling from the car. Sitting out here waiting for my daughter to pick her up from swim class. I'm calling about September new music picks. And firstly, I'm going with Thomas Stenström, Thomas Stenström, and Hotel Amigo, featuring First Aid Kit. He's quite a popular guy, and this is a really catchy tune, and of course it helps having a First Aid Kit co-writing the song and also adding backing vocals. Hotel Amigo. And then the second song is Monday by The Regrets. Ever since their debut album, I've been following The Regrets, and I think they write really catchy tunes, and this is no exception. And I mean, this, it's titled Monday, but as far as I'm concerned, it's more of a Friday song. It's really catchy and has a really groovy chorus. So that's all for me for September new music. I hope you're having a great Suburbs Podfest weekend. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love hearing from Niklas.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
This time, though, he didn't have youth soccer players in the background.
No, that's right.
That was great.
Yes. No, he's just waiting for his daughter to finish up swim class.
Yes.
You know, we've been there, right?
Of course.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm not going to do the same pronunciation that Niklas did, but the American pronunciation would be Thomas Stenström.
Okay.
Featuring First Aid Kit, and this is Hotel Amigo. That's cool.
That was great.
Lovely
tune. Yeah, I love the percussion on that. It was really bubbling. It was really excellent. Yeah.
Very catchy too. I'm going to be humming
very
that
catchy,
now in the car.
Yeah,
right?
It really was. Yeah.
Well, those Swedes, they know how to write pop music.
Yeah, they
don't
do. Yeah, they do. Yeah, that was really well crafted. It was beautiful. Anything with First Aid Kit on it, it's going to be pretty
That's
good
nice.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. All right, the other one is called Monday, and this is a Monday episode, mm-hmm. so perfect by The Regrets.
Awesome.
More pop music, right?
Wow, wonderful. That was incredible. I agree with Niklas. That was definitely a Friday afternoon tune, right?
It was
that
a
work's
Friday
over.
Afternoon
yeah,
tune. Yeah,
you're just busting out of work. Like, yeah, 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 let's do it. I love it. It's great.
An man. Existential crisis, and it's only a Monday. God, everybody feels that.
Beautiful stuff.
Mine usually start on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. Yeah.
All right. Great stuff, Niklas. Really great to hear from you. Thanks for everything you do for us. And let's see. We're going to wrap this up here with a new music call from Bill Mulligan.
Oh, fantastic.
Greetings to the cast and crew of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Bill Mulligan with a new music pick for September. For this pick, the word new is in quotation marks because this story started 20 years ago. On September 11th, 2001, Nick Lowe released an album entitled The Convincer. Nice timing there. Along with his previous two albums, The Impossible Bird and Dig My Mood, The Convincer marked the completion of Lowe's journey from a brash and funny young artist to a reflective and funny older artist. Commemorate the 20th anniversary of The Convincer, Lowe's current label, Yep Rock Records, has released many of his early albums on vinyl. The re-release of The Convincer includes a bonus 45 containing three songs. Of these three, Different Kind of Blue is my new music pick. Reminiscent of much of his later work, Different Kind of Blue tells of the aftermath of a breakup that seems worse than previous failed relationships, both in terms of quantity and quality. Lyrically and musically, the song is fairly simple, and what really sells it is Lowe's wistful voice. As he has aged, his voice has taken on a depth and resonance that fits perfectly with his more emotional and introspective songwriting. So whether you want to feel sad or already feel sad and don't want to feel alone, give a Different Kind of Blue a listen.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for the call.
Thank you, Bill.
So this was like a reissue
in
September. So, you know, we'll let this one slide.
Yes.
I think this is good. Yeah, I think it still works.
Yeah.
But we'll use it as the play out. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. But, you know, what a surprise for Bill Mulligan to talk about a Nick Lowe record. Maybe that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the more light shown on Nick Lowe's work, the better, right?
And definitely want to underline Bill's point about his voice. I totally agree. It's taken on a wisdom and a depth. And it's like he's now this old man river, you know, like it's telling all the knowledge and
gather
all the heartbreak
around
of the world. Yeah, it's really great. Really, really great. Just to hear him one note, and you're like, wow, it's really incredible.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a certain comfort, too, when you hear a Nick Lowe song, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely feels with a lot of timelessness, as much as can be for something that's a fad, like rock and roll. So
I think he learned something from Johnny Cash from the time he spent around him, too, right?
A little something.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get out of here. We have one more episode tomorrow of September New Music. We'll have, let's see here, two calls tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Thanks to everyone. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Posker.
And I'm intern Sam.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I know this kind of feeling. I've had to sit it out a time or two. Usually it comes around when dawn's cruel light's breaking through. But over you, I'm a different kind of blue.
Yeah. Very catchy, too. I'm going to be humming that now in the car.
Yeah, it really was.